Dubai Eye
103.8. Plastic and cosmetic surgery have substantially grown in popularity over the last few years, specifically here in the UAE, with the number of procedures increasing from 14 million to 23 million globally since 2010. Men account for about 14% of all procedures, according to figures that we have to hand, while women make up the rest, with over 20 million of them going under the knife every year to change their appearance. The Emirates Plastic Surgery Society found that there are 56 plastic surgeons for each million UAE residents. For the sake of comparison, there are 20 plastic surgeons per million citizens in the United States. And according to Al Arabiya, in the next 5 years, an estimated 500,000 medical tourists are expected to visit Dubai. Many of them will be plastic surgery clients. Today, we're talking plastic surgery, as you might have guessed. How young is too young for surgery? Is social media to blame? Is that seeing an increase as well? What are the most popular cosmetic requests in the UAE at the moment? We have, the man who can answer all of that and much, much more. He is a spokesperson for the industry. He's also one of the best known faces of the industry. You might know him from the hit E! Entertainment show, Botched.
So let's talk about your nose.
Yes. I feel like crying right now, but I'm trying to.
Okay, I need you to be strong.
I'm holding back not to cry.
The issue is that what we call the soft tissue envelope, that's the skin.
His nostrils are so small, and after what he's gone through with the MRSA, this is probably one of the worst results and complications that I've seen in my entire career.
There's a high possibility that if you let one of these doctors touch your nose now, this will turn black and then die and fall off.
He is the go-to reconstructive surgeon dealing in everything neck up. And guess what? He's here in Dubai, in the flesh. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome into the studio the legend that is Dr. Paul Nassif. Paul, great to have you with us.
What a great introduction, Tom. That's fantastic.
Not at all. I mean, it's not often that we get a true leader in their field in the studio with us here. So thank you so much indeed for being with us.
My pleasure.
Dubai, let's start with Dubai, if we can, because not your first time to Dubai. You know your way around this city. What is it about this place that brings you and other leading doctors in your field to Dubai?
Well, first of all, Dubai, it is so vibrant. It is such a wonderful city. If I was going to live somewhere out of the United States, this is where it would be. You know, I remember my background's Lebanese. And I've been to Lebanon once, but I've been in Dubai about six times already. I mean, I love this place. And many years ago, that is when all the doctors started to flock here. And I could tell you that was probably about 12 years ago where Dubai made that approach for plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my friends did come and still come. And now with me being very busy in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills area, if I was ever going to come anywhere, and which I'm doing now, is to come to this wonderful place about four times a year.
That is music to the ears of many of our listeners out there at the moment. You are, of course, visiting Dr. at Dubai's Beverly Hills Sunset Surgery Center in Valiant Clinic by Miras. In terms of that, Doc, I mean, you know, this is not the first international surgery to call on your services, to call on your name to come as a visiting doctor. What was it about this setup, this organization, that said to you, yeah, I'll put my name to that?
Well, a buddy of mine, Dr. David Matlock and Drew Warden, who's on the doctors, they started this up, I think, in January or maybe before that. Yeah. And I was looking at different places because there is such a large population of Middle Eastern patients that need reconstructive revision surgery, especially a lot of bad nose jobs.
Yeah.
And so I have a lot of those patients already, Middle Easterns in Beverly Hills. So I said, you know what? I want to come. I want to hang out here with my buddies, have a little bit of fun at the same time. But there's a big need out here for excellent, impeccable surgery and revision surgery, or great first-time surgery. And I'm also bringing a team of doctors from across the world to BHSSC at Valiant. And that's, by the way, at CityWalk.
Yeah.
Love the place, the facility, the surgery center, the aftercare, the overnight. It is impeccable and top of the line. That's one thing that, for me, I have to have impeccable operative and post-operative care. And the team there is incredible. And so I visited a few times, and I said, this is the place for me. So, I mean, I brought my wife, I brought the kids, And we're here to have fun, but of course, see patients.
Great to have you here at the moment. Quick question to you before we get to the hundreds of questions that are coming through from you. I mentioned the name Dr. Paul Nassif, and look what happens with our listeners sending in their thoughts, questions, and more. We just heard there a little clip from Botch.
Yes.
We look at the figures, the millions that tune into Botch week in and week out. We talk about the millions that are trying to get time with you and other surgeons as well. Why are we seeing so many cases that need your expertise to fix at the moment? Why has that become prevalent?
So revision surgery we're talking about. So basically being botched. Well, first of all, there's a lot of great doctors out there, and sometimes great doctors have complications. Mm. We all do.
Yeah.
If you operate a lot, you're going to have complications. But the problem is a lot of folks, especially if we're talking about Dubai, they go to other parts of the world for medical tourism, and they base things on price. And sometimes the quality of the surgery, the facility or the physician is not the best, or maybe they're not plastic or facial plastic surgeons that are doing the procedure. That's when the complications occur. Then they have to come to us, and this is a great place for medical tourism, and they end up in Dubai, especially since everyone's, you know, a lot of expatriates here. And, you know, what a place to have surgery and then recover for 2 weeks. Mm. And but the bottom line is there's more and more procedures happening every year, becoming very popular. With that, more complications.
Listen, I am a father of a 15-year-old who's very focused on her looks at the moment. We're getting loads of questions coming through about age as well.
Yes.
And obviously, you are a revered surgeon in your own right. I'm wondering how much of a sort of psychiatrist and counselor you are as well with patients. How young is too young?
So first of all, the answer to that question, 50-50. 50-50 plastic surgeon, 50% obviously psychiatrist, psychologist to make sure that the patients are doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And for nose, for example, we do start with young ladies around 15 for the right reasons. So you can be that young. I mean, we've been doing that for 50, 60 years. Sometimes your ears that need to be pinned back could even start even younger. However, in the United States, I don't know about the Middle East, a lot of young ladies are trying around 18 and younger have breast surgery and also liposuction. Am I a big fan of that? No, I'm not. But some doctors do it.
How do you, when, is there a way of, I don't want to use the phrase growing on you, but you know if you get something done in the house and you look at it and you say to the decorator, I don't like it, and the decorator goes, it'll grow on you, it'll grow on you. Is there a sort of time frame when it comes to clients, when it comes to patients coming through to you, that you go, look, you really don't need this reconstruction, you don't really need this revision?
That happens about 20-25% of the time.
Really?
Matter of fact, I saw patients yesterday here, and there were patients that came to me and they thought they needed a revision. I said, no. I go, number one, you need many more years to heal, 3 years, for example, the nose. Or two, you look great. Hmm. And this is where some of the dysmorphia or unrealistic expectations come in, and my goal is to manage that. And if you watch me on Botched, Dr. DeBrow and I, we're doing that all the time.
The other thing we've taken from your starring role on Botched is you have a bit of fun with it as well. Is it important to have a bit of fun?
You know, in everything you do, you have to have fun. Now, on that show, I'm the more serious one, obviously, and Dr. DeBrow is the comedian. And, of course, when the two of us together, we have fun because it's that bromance we have. But when we're with patients and I'm having a consultation, I'm a little bit more serious.
Right, let's get to some of the questions. Zina Zellermeyer, you are trying to wade through this tidal wave of questions that's coming through for Doc. So where are you going to start?
Yes, I'm going to start with this one. We got a message through Facebook. I'm planning to get a nose job done. In the past few years, I've met a few surgeons in the UAE, but until now, I can't really finalize and I'm not satisfied with their advice. I want it to be completely natural. Also, I want to see the expected results, which they failed to provide. Do we do that? Do we have like a picture of the finished product?
So that's called computer morphing. And we do that. I do that, obviously, in the United States. And then now, since I'm joining the clinic, we're going to work on getting a program here to do that. Now, remember, that is only a assimilation and results will vary. I want to make sure she understands that. And so the doctor should have that program if they're confident in their abilities. Two, If she's not happy, then pop on over to our clinic. And by the way, I'm bringing my team, doctors I trained, my fellows that do noses and faces also. So if I'm not here, one of the ones I trained, or for example, you see one of the doctors with me on Botched all the time, she'll be coming too, Dr. Ping. So let's have her come over to the Valiant Clinic.
Can I ask you a question about affordability? I know it's a really boring one. Yes. I'm not getting to the finances here, but long been associated. A lot of people have gone, oh, plastic surgery. No, I can't afford that. It's something that is beyond my purse or my budget as well. Times have changed in medicine in general as well. Are there the sort of the highs and lows? I mean, where do you sort of sit on? Because you don't want to go cheap, do you, when it comes to something that's so important to you, because otherwise you might need revision.
Well, remember, yeah, it's not based on price. I mean, if you're looking for a discount, that's where you could get in trouble.
Okay, I get it.
I'm not saying everywhere.
Yeah.
But for example, of what we're doing at Beverly Hills Sunset Surgery Center, and like we do in Los Angeles in my office, is we have a range of doctors.
Yeah.
With different levels of expertise. Now, I've trained them all, and they've learned by me. But again, someone that's been out maybe 3 years is going to be less expensive than the person who's been out 10 years as compared to me. You know, so it's that chain. So you have me at the top of the line and then it comes down. So we're trying to bring doctors out here that are excellent, different levels or years of experience. And then the price can vary. I don't personally talk price. But that's what our lovely lady who is sitting next to me, Vasilica, she'll do all that stuff. But yes, that you got to be careful.
Yeah, because I suppose it's one of those things that you don't want to do on the cheap. That's for sure, isn't it?
Well, that's where you can have problems.
Yeah.
And that's where we have patients that, you know, we have 10,000 patients apply to be on Botched all over the world.
Amazing.
Yearly now. We're on season 6, just launched out here, I think maybe about 3-4 weeks ago. And you got to be careful. But again, you know, it doesn't happen all the... Listen, you can pay a fortune and have something bad happen.
Yeah, yeah. Just to that end, and we'll get to a couple of the questions in a few moments. I mean, I mentioned there the numbers here, the number of plastic surgeons that are coming to the UAE.
Yes.
And they're all coming from different certified boards, different countries, different
yes.
parts of the world.
Yes.
Your advice to patients, if they're looking for advice, if they're looking for a procedure, what do you look for in a doctor? What's the question you ask the doctor?
Well, I mean, the thing that I'm going to do, first of all, I'm going to give you general advice, which is, one, make sure they're board certified in that procedure that they do.
Okay.
That's number one. Two, you do want to make sure, remember, the surgeon is not a jack of all trades, master of none. You want to make sure that doctor is a specialist at that procedure, has done thousands of them. Obviously, you want to look at the results. You want to look at the reviews of the doctor. You want to find out also their history of, you know, anything in regards to unhappy patients. And by the way, as I mentioned, we all have unhappy patients. And that's the way it is. When you operate, you're going to have issues and complications, just like how I show them on Botched. So you want to do all your research. Maybe your friends have had surgery by this doctor. And here in Dubai, I have plenty of friends from all over the world and the United States that come here, and they're fantastic doctors.
Zina's multitasking, which doesn't help because we need questions, Zines. Are monitoring some of the questions coming through. What are people saying or asking?
Quite a few through SMS. So Shah got in touch saying, for a deviated septum, is there an easy way or an easier procedure than a nose job?
Well, I mean, it's not a rhinoplasty. Rhinoplasty means fixing something on the outside part of the nose. But that procedure by a qualified surgeon can take about 30 minutes. It's called a septoplasty. But it is a procedure. And you can fix it and hopefully have, God willing, an excellent result and breathe a lot better.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, I watch the show all the time. And one of the things that really affects me is the inconveniences that people have when they have like botched surgeries. They can't breathe.
Yes.
Sometimes they're numb in that area. Mm-hmm. What are some of the strangest cases you've had to work on? I mean, you've had to see patients who color themselves purple. I mean, they're so weird.
Yeah, I mean, so since season 6 just started out here, you are going to see all kinds of unique, I'm going to use that word, unique patients. Different colors, different things. They want horns, when they want elf ears, whatever they want done.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't operate on those patients, and we educate of what not to do. But in regards to what I do, some of the hardest facial reconstructions are this year on Botched. Now, not just noses, but facelifts. And an interesting case, I'm not going to say the hardest, but interesting, is a young lady got into a car accident and lost most of her cheek skin. So what the doctor did, he took tissue from her inner thigh and put it up there, which was a dark color, but also had hair growing out of it, if you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And that poor young lady had to deal with that for 15 years. And if you watch the show, you'll see how I reconstructed. Very interesting way to do that. Mm.
Interesting you mentioned there about an interesting question that's sort of come on from the end of that, which is another prevalence we've seen in recent time is extreme weight loss across the whole of the body, which will have an effect on the face and from neck upwards. Somebody's texted in saying, could you ask Doc if he does surgeries to remove extra skin from the face area? I've lost 70 kilos in the last 2 years, but I'm paying the price with extra skin. Is that something that affects the face?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first of all, they have these body lifts. That's what they're called, and facelifts. And first of all, whoever wrote that, congratulations on losing 70 kilos, first of all. And yeah, we'll do a facelift. Yeah. A facelift involves beautifully placed incisions around the ear, and we can hide them and remove all that excess skin. And then, of course, one of our wonderful associates, if that person needed, would you do what we call a tummy tuck or an arm lift or things like that to get rid of the excess skin.
Botched, which you mentioned, Doc, is now in its sixth season. Is that right?
Sixth season. We're waiting for our seventh season, what we call a pickup.
A pickup.
And that should happen hopefully close shortly.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
177 countries.
Is that how far it's gone there?
Yeah.
I know for a fact there are many people in this building when we mentioned that you were coming in who are avid viewers, including you, Zina Zellermayr.
Big fan, Paul Nassif and Terry Dubrow. Banter, I'm here for it.
Oh, you like that
I'm
banter.
Here for it. I love it. That's my favorite part. Alma got in touch, actually. Are you okay for one more question?
Sure.
Alma got in touch saying, this is about correction at the nose tip. There is a scar caused by an infection when my daughter was a baby. I consulted a few surgeons. Some said to leave it, as it involves skin grafting.
You know, it really depends on, one, how old is she? And if there's, if she's really young, you got to wait. Two, depending on how big the scar is. If a doctor said a skin graft, or what we call flaps, that may not be worth it. But again, it depends. And that's something that, unfortunately, it's hard for me to answer unless I saw it.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, too bad we're on the radio. I can't see it.
I suppose that's one thing. It's because your art is a very visual art, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people must come to you and send you in requests via email. Until you've actually seen what is the problem, you can't really give a diagnosis.
Absolutely. You have to see it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, then if it's, you know, most of the time with the face, we can absolutely see it in diagnostics. Sometimes we have to look inside the nose, obviously.
Question. Okay, we've just had Christmas. Obviously, it seems that e-scooters or these electric scooters seem to have been the present of the year. Everyone's on them at the moment as well. Do you see trends when it comes to procedures? Do you see trends year on year of the most popular procedures?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what's happening is now we're trying to get more and more non-invasive procedures, minimally invasive. Mm. And for example, one of the things that's really cool, especially BHSSC has it, it's called a profound, which is basically microneedling, which I'm sure everyone's heard of that, but with radio frequency. So if you got a little bit of laxity in the face, but you're too young for a lift, a great procedure. Mm. So we do a lot of, so that's what's happening is more non-invasive procedures. And I'll bet you, you know, let's think about this interview 10 years from now, we'll be using the scalpel a lot less. Mm. There'll be more technology and starting early.
That was going to be my next question, the advances in medical science at the moment across the whole of medicine. Talk to me about recovery times now, compared to when you started out, to where we're at now and where we could be in days to come, because obviously medical tourism is one of the big focuses here in Dubai.
You know, when it really comes to surgery, the time for recovery has not changed that much. It's still about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So if someone's going to come out here and have a surgery, you want to be able to actually be seen by the doctor 3 or 4 times while you're here. And 2 weeks is a pretty much a great number, I would think, as long as there's no problems. Mm. So you got to put that time in.
Listen, I'm not going to take any more of your time because I know you're on such a tight schedule at the moment. Lots of people texting in saying, how do I get an appointment? How do I get an appointment? How can I see Paul? How can I see Paul? I'm reckoning that they probably need to book in advance. Is that right?
That's true. As a matter of fact, they have a phone number. It's 800-BEVERLY. Mm-hmm. That's pretty easy. Or they can call, you know, the Beverly Hills Sunset Surgery Center. And they're going to have a list, probably not for another week or two, of the times that I'll personally be out here or some of my doctors that I've trained or some of the other great doctors there.
So good of you to be here. And it's good, so good to hear that you're enjoying your time here as well, not just in the surgery, but also out and about. What's the best thing about Dubai when you're here with the family?
Oh, well, we're staying at, you know, got to tell you, we're staying at the Atlantis.
Yeah.
And the general manager has got him, Tim Kelly, great guy. He has shown us the restaurants and the, you know, and the dolphins and the beach and the ocean and everything over there for me and having the kids. They're having a blast. They're there now. I'm working, but I'm going to get out early. I think I'm going to go and have some fun there. And I think what I'm going to try to do today, this is really cool. They have that gigantic aquarium and they put this tank on your head. You know, and you not go scuba diving per se, and you kind of go sink right down to the bottom. I think I'm going to do that with one of my kids.
Oh, wow.
I'm excited.
Wow, wow, wow. Keep an eye out on Dr. Paul Nassif's social media channels to see that one in all its glory later.
Dr. Paul Nassif. That's right.
That's the one to put yourself on there. Listen, I won't keep you any longer. Thank you so much indeed
for
your time.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Pleasure. Thanks. Pleasure meeting you all.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Again, it is, of course, an absolute pleasure to have him here. But if you missed him here, you can find him down at Dubai's Beverly Hills Sunset Surgery Center in Valiant Clinic by Miras. That's at City Walk.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.